The state is putting $400,000 into projects recommended by the Florida Defense Support Task Force. More than half of the money goes to a company called Indyne, which is working with Eglin Air Force Base's 96th Test Wing. The grant aims to make the unit more competitive within the Air Force when it comes to attracting research and development projects. Nearby, Gulf Coast State College will receive $30,000, with the charge of identifying community partnerships with Tyndall Air Force Base. Katie Petronas serves on the college's board. The governor recently tapped her husband, Jimmy Petronas, to serve as the state's CFO. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.